Module number 3.3 for chapter 3, Plant Kingdom. Students, in this module, we are going to learn about the general characteristics of gymnosperms and angiosperms. The term gymnosperm was proposed by Theophrastus. Gymnosperm and angiosperms are collectively called spermatophyta, that is, seeds-bearing plant. Gymnosperms are naked seed-bearing plants because the fruits are not formed in them, and whereas in angiosperms, embryo, seed and fruits are formed. In angiosperms, seeds are enclosed in fruit. In gymnosperms, the plant body is sporophytic. It is differentiated into root, stem and leaves. Plants possess a well-developed taproot system. Leaves are dimorphic, that is two types. Foliage leaves are green and simple needle-like, example in pinus. And second, scaly leaves are minute, membranous, brown and deciduous. Leaves show many xeromorphic features, such as thick cuticle, sunken stomata and sclerenchymatous hypodermis. Vascular tissues are generally xylem and phloem. Xylem consists of tracheids and xylem parenchyma only. Vessels are absent. Phloem is made up of sieve tubes and phloem parenchyma. Companion cells are absent. Cambium is present, and hence gymnosperms show secondary growth. Vegetative propagation takes place by bulbils. Gymnosperms are heterosporous, producing two types of spores, microspores and megaspores. The microsporangia and megasporangia are born on microsporophyllus and megasporophylls, respectively. The sporophylls usually aggregate to form a compact cones. The cones are generally unisexual, that is, they bear either microsporangia or megasporangia. In each megasporangium, that is, ovule, is a naked structure, and it is not enclosed within the ovary wall. The ovules are orthotropous. The gametophytic generation is reduced, and both the male and female gametophyte are dependent upon the sporophyte. Male gametophyte consists of one or two prothelial cells, a tube nucleus, a stalk nucleus and two male gametes. The N3D are absent. Whereas the female gametophyte is multicellular structure bearing one or more archegonia. The archegonia of gymnosperm do not have neck canal cells and ventral canal cells. Double fertilization is absent in gymnosperms. The endosperm develops before fertilization, hence it is haploid. Alternation of generation in gymnosperms show distinct alternation of generations. The sporophytic phase is dominant. The sporophyte is differentiated into root, stem and leaves. Plants are either dioecious or monoecious. They are heterosporous. The microsporangia and megasporangia are born on separate sporophylls. The microsporophyll bear microsporangia, which contain diploid microspore mother cells. These divide meiotically to produce haploid microspores. The megasporophyll bear ovules, and each ovule has a single megaspore mother cell. It is diploid. It undergoes reduction division and forms a linear tetrad of four megaspores. The microspore and megaspore are the first cells of the gametophytic generation and forms male and female gametophyte respectively. Both the gametophytes are very small, and short-lived. The embryo which lies within the seed on germination gives rise to a new sporophyte. This type of life cycle is known as diplontic because the dominant phase is diploid, sporophytic. Gymnosperms are divided into two groups, cycadophyta, in which lower gymnosperms are included, and second as coniferophyta, which includes higher gymnosperms. Some of the common examples are Lichenopteris, it is a fossil plant under Gymnospermy. Zamia pygmaea, this is the smallest gymnosperm. Cycas species, and in second group, Coniferophyta. Most common examples are like Ginkgo biloba, it is a living fossil. Pinus and Sequoia tree. The plants in this genus are very heavy, therefore they are called as father of forest. It is also called as redwood tree or Sherman tree. It is the tallest gymnosperm. Angiosperms. Angiosperms may be defined as the group of flowering plants whose seeds are enclosed within the ovary. The literal meaning of angion is a vessel and a sperma seed. The angiosperms are large group of plants which occur in wide range of habitats. They range in size from the smallest like Wolfia to tallest trees of eucalyptus. They produce flowers for sexual reproduction in which male sex organs stamen and female sex organ carpel or pistil are formed. The male sex organ stamen is made up of anther and filament. In anther of stamen, pollen grains are formed after meiosis, and in female sex organs made up of three parts, stigma, style and ovary. In ovary, one or many ovules are produced. The plant body in angiosperm is sporophytic, which develops from seed. The plant body is differentiated well into root, stem and leaves. These organs show various modifications. Vascular tissues consist of well-differentiated xylem and xylem fibers and xylem parenchyma. Vessels are absent in some of the primitive angiosperms. Phloem possesses sieve tubes, companion cells, phloem fibers and phloem parenchyma. Vascular bundles are arranged in a ring. It is a characteristics of dicotyledonous, or are scattered in a ground tissue like in monocotyledons. Thus, dicotyledonous have open vascular bundles. A strip of cambium is present between xylem and phloem. Hence, they show secondary growth. Reproductive organ is a flower which represents a highly modified vegetative shoot. It bears four whorls of floral leaves. The outer two whorls, that is calyx and corolla, and are called as accessory organs, whereas inner two whorls, androecium and gynoecium, are known as essential organs. Then androecium and gynoecium represents the whorl of specified sporophylls. Each stamen is modified as microsporophyll and carpel the megasporophyll. The stamen, that is the microsporophyll, bear pollen grains which develop into male gametophyte. Each male gametophyte has two non-motile male gametes. The carpels are united to form gynoecium, which is differentiated into stigma, style and ovary. Ovule, that is a megasporangium, present in the ovary, bear embryo sac, that is its female gametophyte, which usually has 8 nuclei. Archegonial cells are absent. So one male gamete fuses with the egg to form a diploid zygote. It eventually develops into the embryo. Thus, like gymnosperms, Angiosperm also have diplontic type of life cycle. The other male gamete fuses with two polar nuclei, that is its triple fusion, to form triploid primary endosperm nucleus, which develops into endosperm. Thus, in angiosperms, the endosperm develop after fertilization and it is triploid. After fertilization, the ovule develops into seed and the ovary wall forms the fruit wall. In some angiosperms, gametophyte develops from sporophyte without involving meiosis. This is known as apospory. The apposporous embryo sac has diploid egg and it develops directly into diploid embryo without fertilization. Thus, the process is called as parthenogenesis. Angiosperms are classified into two classes. First, dicotyledons having two cotyledons, and monocotyledons having one cotyledon. We can differentiate monocots and dicots on the basis of their seeds, leaves, flowers, stem and roots. Seed in monocotyledons, as I said, it is with single cotyledon, and in dicots, two cotyledon. And in leaves, parallel venation found in monocots, whereas branched venation in dicot. The floral structures are often in multiple of three in monocots, whereas 4 to 5 in multiples in dicots. Vascular bundles are scattered throughout the stem in monocots, whereas in dicots, the vascular bundles are arranged in a ring. Roots are fibrous kind of root seen in monocots, but a taproot modification in dicots. So these are some characteristic features which differentiate dicots and monocots. In plant life cycles, we have seen that they represent haplontic kind of life cycle, where the dominant phase is a photosynthetic phase and is a gametophyte produced by haploid spores. The gametophyte produces gametes by mitosis. The gametes then fuses to form a diploid zygote. Whereas in diplontic kind of life cycle, the diploid sporophyte is dominant phase. The multicellular diploid phase is called as a sporophyte, and the gametophyte phase is represented by a single to few celled haploid gametophyte. And this type of life cycle is diplontic. Whereas in haplodiplontic kind of life cycle, dominant independent photosynthetic thalloid or erect phase is represented by the haploid gametophyte. It alternates with the short-lived multicellular sporophyte, totally, partially, or dependent on gametophyte for its nutrition. Whereas the diploid sporophyte is represented by a dominant independent photosynthetic vascular body plant. It alternates with multicellular sporophytic autotrophic independent but short-lived haploid gametophyte, and this pattern is a haplodiplontic life cycle. All pteridophytes, they demonstrate this haplodiplontic pattern of life cycle, whereas the most algal genera are haplontic, and some such as Actocarpus and Polysiphonia are haplodiplontic. Whereas all seed-bearing plants like gymnosperms and angiosperms follow diplontic pattern of life cycle. Students, I hope you enjoyed all the lessons in our modules. Thank you.